ملاكوني تقول طبعا بعض some commitments that we can perform or carry out at home. Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 6. Chapter 6, verse 1. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Verse 2. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. 3. That it may be well with you, and you may live longer on the earth. I think you all know in the every single word in this passage. So, from verse 1 to verse 3, we can see there are two parties. One party is parents, and the other one is children. Two parties. Two separate parties. Then how to connect all together? The connection rule is obey and honor. And obey what? Obey instruction from parents. And to whom we honor? Parents. And how about the boundary of practice? Boundary. In the Lord, right? And the place to practice at home. So we have to understand some keywords and the concept. So two parties, then we need two words to connect those two parties together, obey and honor. And obey, I think we talk much in the class, obedience. The honor someone is to treat him with the respect, kindness, courtesy, or obedience. Why should we honor our parents? Of course, this is one of the commandments. Yeah. And why we have to pay? Because we pay our parents. We have to understand our parents because when our mother gave birth to us, actually, all mothers have to risk their life in order to labor, to deliver us, to deliver a new baby. And we could not imagine how tough, how difficult it is when they deliver a new baby. When you have a younger sister or younger brother, you might see your mom deliver a baby. If you were 5 or 3, I think you should have some memories. Actually, it's very tough. Some of the mothers just lost their life. So they don't have to chance to see their new baby, while the other couples maybe just separate for the having a new baby, but some of them not. So our mother have to risk their life to deliver baby, and before deliverance, they have endured the inconvenience of pregnancy. You can imagine they have to hold maybe over 10 pounds, some stuff on the stomach. Brothers, you don't have, you never have the chance to be pregnant. But you can try, just imagine when you get home to hold watermelon, right, on your stomach, you can hold 10 pounds, then to walk one day, how do you feel? It's not easy. It's not easy. So we have to pay back our parents, respect them, honor them, because they risk their life. And thank God, our mother, safely, they are so safe. Let's turn to Genesis. Genesis chapter 35, verse 16. When they journeyed from Bethel, and when there was but a little distance to go to Ephraim, Rachel lived in childbirth. And she had a hard labor, 17. When it came to pass, when she was in hard labor, that the midwife said to her, do not fear, you will have a son also, 18. And it was, and so it was, as her soul was departing, for she died, that she called his name Ephraim, but his father called him Benjamin. So Benjamin's mother, Rachel, lost her life when she delivered a new baby. And let's turn to First Chronicles, chapter 4. First Chronicles chapter 4, verse 9. Now Jabez was more honorable than his brothers, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bore him in pain. See, I bore him in pain. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that you will bless me indeed, and enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me, and that you will keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain. For God grant him that what he requested, because he remembered his mom bore him in pain. So we have, for this reason, we have to honor our parents. And our parents rest and care for us, like God cared for us. When we were born, then our parents, sometimes our parents have to change diaper for us. At midnight. Of course, you don't have any memory. Me too. I don't have any memory when my parents changed diaper for me. But I have memory when I changed diaper for my daughter. Right. It was midnight. And sometimes she cried at midnight. And we have to get up to feed her. So your mom, your parents, your father, same. Even the midnight, even they was in deep sleep, but they have to get up to feed you. When you was in deep sleep and somebody call you, don't bother me, I'm asleep. When somebody bother you, right, annoying you, you might get upset. However, when you were a child, baby, your mom. And when you get sick, your mom, even in the midnight, have sent you to hospital to see doctor. So then, raise us and care for us and cook for us for daily life, for every day, sun and rain, and every day, every moment, they have cooked for us. And a cook, how many of you experience cooking? Raise your hand. Brother, brother, sister, I'm not you. Yeah, because of chromosome X and Y, right? Yeah. Let me ask you, brother. Yeah, brother, how many of you have been cooked by yourself? Raise your hand. Hey, you ready? You ready to cook from beginning to end, not just cutting vegetable from your mom, the whole process. Okay. And just one time or many times. Many times. Or just for fun, So you can see your mom have to go out to shopping, right? To shopping. And sometimes the hot weather and the supermarket, the parking lot is so limited. And they have been parking far away from the entrance. And the sun is not so hot. And carry to the whole bag, the shopping bag, carry like this, right? And sweating. And then got home and had to sort it, right? Sort it. And then wash and then cut. And then prepare. Oh, another process. Another process. And they drive you to learn a piano, learn violin, right? Learn swimming, learn all the gift activities. Not work, not a job. And discipline and educate you. Discipline and educate. In order to discipline you, of course, your mom will rebuke you, right? Will raise their voice. Their voice. Ah, nah, bah, right? And you say, wah, wah, wah. So, nobody wants to raise their voice. Because when I speak, actually consume my energy. Consume energy. So nobody wants to raise their voices. Because it consumes. Everybody wanted to, how are you doing? Right? Oh, okay, slow down, take it easy. Right? If you are not your parents' children, right, then they don't have to care about you. See, street people, why they want even your crossing inside out, upside down, nobody care about you, right? Even if you not comb your hair, nobody care about you. Nobody care, nobody. Because you are not their children. Other children, when they see you are failure, some of them maybe they are so happy, right? Because when you fail, which means their children, their son, their daughter have another opportunity, right? Because you are failure. They might have a chance to get success because somebody failed you. But because you are parents' children, so they care, they say something to you, they try to correct you for your best, for your good. So we got to pay them, pay back to them. And they support you. And the second reason why we should honor our parents. The first reason is to repay our parents. Okay. Then the second reason is to keep God's commandments. Because this is a part of 10 commandments. 10 commandments, right? It's beyond time and space. Forever. Because God said so. Then it will establish forever. So, never change. And to receive the blessings, because we just read Ephesians chapter 6, verse 2, we can receive blessings. And to prepare to rule the house of God. When we know how to manage our house, then we will know how to manage the whole church. So to prepare ourselves. And how should we honor our parents? We have some do's. We do. be son of wisdom. So we have to learn many things. We have to learn many things to gain the wisdom. Then of course, when you were a child, then you listen to your mom. When you go to a school, you listen to your teacher, right? You learn something from your teacher. When you come to a church, then you learn something from your teacher. When you attend a service, you learn something from pastor. So you got to learn the lessons, and you read so to gain the wisdom, and read the Bible to gain the wisdom. So be son of wisdom, try to learn, don't be lazy, to read the Bible every day. Because when you read the Bible, then you are gaining the wisdom. You have to catch the point, Genesis chapter 1, right? Even let's turn to Genesis chapter 1. All the sentence, individual sentence, you can catch the wisdom. Chapter 1, verse 5. I just take example. Verse 5. Chapter 1, verse 5. God called the day the light day, and the darkness he called the night. So the evening and the morning were the first day. And then second day and third day, right? So every day there was evening and there was the morning. Evening and morning. So we only have two choices. No third alternative. Only two choices. One is morning and the other one is night. For daytime and nighttime, the God only created two items for us. And it's good enough for us, right? Anybody so tired for two options only? Raise your hand. If you are tired, only two options, right? Either egg or barbecue, right? If every day you eat egg or barbecue, then you feel tired, right? Your parents, every day, cook, fry, people fry leg, egg for you, then you must be tired. But when God creates only two choices, right? Only two items. One is morning, it's a daytime, and another one is nighttime. Then how many of you feel so tired? Ha! Only two choices. When I go to buffet, see 100 different dishes for me. Only two, no good. Raise your hand. If you consider daytime, nighttime, no good. You need a third option. Raise your hand. You never feel tired, right? Because when daytime, you are looking for the night time to get a break, to get a rest. When night time, you are looking for the daytime, right? Because it's another day. You have hope. Tomorrow, you have your prayer. You have hope. So see, every day, that's just God's wisdom. And God created night time and daytime. So we have to get a rest on night time. Go to sleep around 10 o'clock, right? Don't stay too late. Don't stay up too late. Don't become night owl. You have trouble. Your body, sooner or later, will destroy and ruin your body. So we have to work, go out to work at daytime. Then at nighttime, we have to come back. Because this Bible tells us. So this is wisdom, God's wisdom. Then we can know that we will see how to utilize our times. And the Bible says in the Genesis chapter 1 also says that when God created it was, then God saw it was good. It was good. So we have to accept our performance. Accept our own performance. You know, sometimes, that's not right. We want to be perfect. Nothing is perfect. When you pursue everything must be perfect, and I can tell you, you cannot live longer, because you got lots of stress, right? Oh, I need a perfect. Nobody, no one is perfect, other than God. So we have to do the Bible to gain the wisdom. So be son of the wisdom. Then two, obey parents in the Lord. in the Lord. They obey. They provide their needs. We have to provide. How to provide our parents' need? Of course, we have to see, like we have to see what they need. And see which means observe, right? Through observation. So you have to observe what your parents need. Don't be selfish. Only pursuing your need. We also have to pursue the parents' need. Right? Thank God, you know how to cook. So Mother's Day, Father's Day, right? Your parents' wedding anniversary. Do something for them. Make them happy. Remember their birthday. Remember their wedding days. Remember. Of course, I forgot. Always, my wife reminds me. Oh, my birthday, our wedding anniversary. And sometimes my daughter calls me, oh, happy birthday. Happy Father's Day. Like a couple of days before, right? It's Father's Day. Because in my mind, Papa, Papa. It's in Chinese, August 8th. June, some days, Father's Day, I forgot. My daughter called me. It's so sweet. So you too, you have to remind yourself, mark on your calendar. So we have to provide their needs. And take care of them. We take care and take care of yourself too. Take care of yourself. You know, sometimes your parents say, oh, outside is so cold, so you can put more clothing. Put on coat. No, I don't have to. I'm so young, I'm so strong, I don't need. Hey, you might catch cold. So take care of yourself. If you know how to take care of yourself, then you won't bring trouble, you won't bring worry to your parents. And then make a good friends. It's very important. If you make a good friends, then you are on the way to a success. On the halfway to success. If you make a bad friend, you are on the halfway to destruction. So it's up to you. So if you make a good friend, then you will parents will feel happy because they will trust you because you will make a good friend. So we have to make a good friend. And where is the good friend? In the Lord. Even outside, your friend might be nice to you, very kind to you. They are very smarter than you are. But when you make good friends in our church, you can pray together and God will give you wisdom. You can read the book of Daniel. Daniel prayed with all three good friends. Then it turned out God helped them. Right? Daniel had wisdom and Daniel was very healthy, right? Very healthy because his face is so reddish. So he was not so pale. So very healthy. And also, God gave him promotion. It turned out that he finally promoted as prime minister. So you can see, they pray together. God will give a change. Then spend time with parents, especially when you go out to college or go to work. Out of the town, you have to leave your parents. When you leave your parents, then sometimes you have to call back to your parents. When you now go out for 1 hour, for 2 hours, you have to call your parents. Well, I'm here, I'm still okay, right? Because your parents worry about you. So just keep a connection. And show appreciation to parents publicly. Even after meal, right? Oh, thank you so much. Thank you, Mom. You cook so nice for me. Okay, thank you. How many of you will say thank you after you have meal, when you have a meal, enjoy the meal your mom cooked for you, then you say thank you, raise your hand. Okay, good. Thank God. Keep going, huh? Then love your siblings. Don't fight with each other. If you fight, your mom says, oh my God, fight again. Let's fight again. Then your parents have headache. So love your siblings. Then make parents happy. So our bottom line is to make them happy. And also some don't. Do not rebel against the parents, because this is evil. Do not despise or scorn at the parents. Do not, because their education is lower than you receive, then despise them. No, never. And do not curse parents. Do not put a shame on parents, especially on public. You know, when I meet members of some youth, say some bad thing to their parents. It's not right, not good. So do not climb up, which means refuse to talk. When you have a fight with your parents, and some of you may just keep quiet. I won't say anything. But refuse to talk to your parents. It's not right. Do not anger. How can we honor parents when you feel they don't deserve it? When you feel they don't deserve it. Of course, not all the parents can be our model. Not all the parents can be our model. Some of them may be not right, because they don't believe in the Lord. Right? They are not our members, maybe. So when you feel they don't deserve to receive respect, then how can they do? Then we have to repay evil for good and forgive their transgressions, extend our mercy, then share the gospel, appreciate the good tidings, the good things, and we do something as an act of kindness. Choose to speak kindly to them and pray for the parents who mistreat you. Like I just mentioned, there are two sisters. Her parents abused her. Right? So, it could happen. But we have to forgive them, pray for them. So if they are not our members, remember, pray for them. Why is it so difficult to honor our parents nowadays? Because do not know this is the God's commandment. Do not know it is our turn. You know, one day you will be somebody's parents. Yeah. And if you treat your parents good, and then your children will pay you good. If you treat your parents bad, then one day you will receive the same. Okay. So it's up to us, right? So we have to know one day is our turn. And do not know the parents are not a superman, because sometimes we expect our parents have to do everything. Change the light. The light bulb, right, is so high up there. Dad, the light is gone out. Right? Then they have to, okay, bring the light, right, cut it up to fix it. You can too, because when your day fall down, it's serious, right? They might broken their bone. But for you, you are energetic, right? You are flexible because you are young. Maybe when you fall down, you just stand, right? You still can stand, keep a stand position, right? Like a gym. But your parents are different. So don't consider your parents are superman. Do not be willing to sacrifice because somebody is so selfish. They cannot sacrifice for themselves. Have bias against the parents. they have fired us. Do not forgive parents, all out of pride. So it's very difficult for them to arm parents. The last message. Do not miss the opportunity. Now is our opportunity. Because we only had one mother, one father. And now is our opportunity, it's our chance to honor them. Do wait until tomorrow. Do wait until tomorrow. To honor and obey. Now is the opportunity. So if you have a chance, then say, I love you today. And there is a young guy, they just said a story, because there's a young guy who have no chance, opportunity to say I love to her, to his mom, when his mom was in hospital. But it turned out his mom was dead. And after his mom will be buried in the tomb, and he come back to try to buy some flowers to the tomb, but he has no money, only $6. This young guy only has $6, and he want to buy roses because his mom loved roses. And $6 only can buy carnation. Brother Kirk said, okay, I give you roses for $6. And he was so happy at job. And the other guy behind, the customer behind him, then the gentleman feels so strange. Why this young man so excited? When this young man out of the flower shop, and then he followed the young guy. And the young guy just walked into the two portal gate into the garden. And actually, it's a cemetery. So the young man, the general man just followed him. And then he found out that the young man kneeled down to the ground and said, Mom, I'm sorry, I come here too late. I don't have this chance to say I love you, but right now I say I love you. And the gentleman behind just had to watch what happened to the young man, the young guy. So the gentleman also mail ordered the flower to his mom, the mail order. And he just went back to the flower shop, canceled the order. He said, I want to deliver the flower to my mom by myself. He changed his mind because he won't miss any opportunity to say, Mom, I love you. So in the same way, when the God gave us the opportunity, we have to say, Mom, I love you. The chance not always belongs to us. So we are praying right now. We pray for our parents, and for yourself, because you should keep in the Lord, and take care of yourself, emotionally and spiritually. We pray together.